sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I wonder how many of you out there in the listening audience watch 60 Minutes every Sunday evening. I do, because I want to know what the enemy is saying. And believe me, all you need to do is look in the right lower quadrant of the screen. When CBS is on there, you'll see their logo, the circle with the, it looks like an eye there. And that is, of course, an ancient occult symbol. They understand it. Just like the people who put the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the glorified eye in the triangle hovering over the top of the pyramid, as the symbol of the ancient secret societies, the three sixes of the logo of the Trilateral Commission, or the circle with the three sixes in it, the logo of the World Future Society, at least was until recently when we began talking about it, and then they changed the logo. Logos tell you a tremendous amount of information. Well, last night on 60 Minutes, why they had a section on autism. Now it's up to one in every 150 children, if you've read the report out of the CDC. In the state of New Jersey, it's one in 100 children, and since it's much more frequent in boys than girls, it's probably one in 40 or 50 boys. And that's with the full-blown disease. Then there's the Asperger's, the ADD, the ADHD, this whole spectrum of disorders. The CDC estimates one in six American children has a behavioral, neurodevelopmental, or behavioral abnormality due to brain trauma. But, oh, shucks, we have no idea why it occurred. They had people on there who said, oh, we don't think there's a problem. Others who said, we have no idea. Well, of course they have an idea. I mean, we have the CDC report. It was a session held in Georgia where the CDC officials were there, people from the World Health Organization, epidemiologists, and they all agreed that it was the thimerosal in vaccines that had created the toxicity. And one of the people even got up and said, well, my grandson, my newly born grandson, is certainly not going to take any vaccine that's got mercury in it. But they agreed to conceal the information. It was marked top secret. This is a CDC report marked top secret. Eventually it was released. And you can find the summary of it up on Mercola, Dr. Mercola's website, and Dr. Blaylock's summary of that. My friends Mark and David Geyer got into the CDC records and where they actually have documentation, the fact that some HMOs gave children vaccines with mercury and the others did not get mercury, and those that got mercury were 27 times more likely to have autism than those that did not. 27 times. They know they're poisoning our children. Why would anybody do that? Because there are evil and wicked people out there. Now, they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but they still give it to children in their influenza shot. They give it to pregnant women, so it'll do the maximum harm. They're destroying the minds of our people, and nobody's speaking out. We have the documentation. If you have not yet seen the video we have with Dr. Ayoub, that's A-Y-O-U-B, you need to get it. You can see it on the Internet, but you can also purchase the video from Radio Liberty. That's the influenza vaccine. You need to understand, we're giving it to Africa. We're destroying the minds of the African kids. We're destroying the fertility, because that's one of the benefits of the mercury. It destroys fertility not only in this generation, but in future generations. We're dealing with evil people. And the fact that CDC would say, oh, shucks, nobody has any idea why this is happening, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. And America is under siege today. And that's why we have William Lewis with us. William Lewis is the television producer. He's done a wonderful job on a DVD, which is available through Radio Liberty, called Under Siege. William, thank you so much for being with us.
Stan, thanks for having me on.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, why you did the video, what they're going to learn if they get it.
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. I guess I mainly started out doing these types of documentaries because no one else was. You know, there just simply wasn't very many resources unless you like to read or unless you want to go listen to a radio program such as yours. There's not a lot that people can do to get some of this information, and this just happened to be an area that, you know, where I like to work. And so I started making these documentaries, in particular the One Nation Under Siege that you're talking about.
And you've also made one, Beyond Treason, which is excellent. I mean, going into the background of how we're poisoning our boys with a depleted uranium over in the Middle East and poisoning the people there as well. They know what they're doing. We carry that DVD as well. We think that is one of the most powerful DVDs, but then it's always Under Siege. So you pick up the story.
Well, Under Siege started about 10 years ago, I would say. Just backroom conversations with Jim Mars, Joan Leon, discussing the possibilities of making this type or this style of documentary. And I think if anybody else has seen some of the other work I put out, they understand that I don't like to just come out and tell people exactly what's going on. I like to let them use their own brain, and I'll present them with facts, and they can add these facts up in their brain. If they come up with 2 and 2 equals 4, well, then, you know, they're not under the spell of this Orwellian government that we've got in power right now. I guess the whole premise of Under Siege is to take some of the things that people learned back in Sunday school and present these without necessarily putting them in a biblical framework. It's just to remind you, you know, look at what's going on in this country when we're talking about the education system or mental health screening or the simple fact that September the 11th wasn't exactly what we were told it was. You know, media manipulation and control, biometric and RFID. You know, when you start adding all these things up, I think most people who've been to Sunday school one time in their entire life can sit there and go, oh, my goodness, well, I can see where this is going. I don't think it really takes an expert to be able to do that.
I mean, where it's really going is to a society where everybody's going to have a number, and you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have that number, and everybody is regulated, and everybody is controlled, and there's a world government. And we're going to be right back with William Lewis, because that's where we're headed. And, you know, is this just by coincidence? Or is there a master plan behind it? We're going to be right back in just a moment to talk about Under Siege.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The family of Kirk Anemeyer would like to invite you to join them as they celebrate in memoriam the life of Kirk Boaz Anemeyer. The services will begin at 1 p.m. Friday, February the 16th at the Church of the Good Shepherd, 3429 North Monroe in Loveland. For more information, please feel free to call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, I guess this morning, William Lewis. We're talking about his video, Under Siege. So go ahead, William.
Well, we were getting into some of the areas of, where we see some problems and discussing whether this is happening by accident or by design. And according to at least a dozen of the top researchers that I've talked to, including yourself, this is definitely by design. From the work of people like Charlotte Iserby, who was, she was a Reagan administration appointee in the Department of Education. This woman knows what she's talking about. She wrote a book called...
She sure does.
And she's funny about it.
I love Charlotte.
She's very entertaining when she's talking on these topics because she just tells it exactly like it is. It's like having a conversation with your grandmother about the facts of life here. I mean, this is just one of those stories that I think people can sit down and listen to and comprehend that, they've been brainwashed to a certain extent. Their children are being brainwashed every day in public school systems, and that brainwashing extends even into our colleges where our future generations of media and news reporters are being brainwashed.
Especially universities, yeah. That's the trouble. Most of the young people we have are educated far beyond their knowledge, and they know all these things that just aren't true. I know, because I was there once myself.
this is the problem that we're faced with in this country. It starts at such a young age, and pretty soon, people just don't know the difference anymore. They don't understand. You try to explain to them some of the things that are taking place in this country, why we're losing our civil liberties, why certain news is not being reported in the mainstream media, and you begin to understand that it's all by design. There's a very good reason, for instance, why they needed to carry out September the 11th. And of course, that is a completely different topic, and I don't want to get off topic, but, once you begin to understand that there was some type of government involvement in the events of September the 11th, you begin to realize that we're being manipulated on every single level. Every time you hear about a terror alert, or the terror is, that they've elevated the alert, or whatever. I mean, this is simply playing into the fears of the American people, and what they don't understand is that they are being manipulated.
Amen to that. And of course, you do a great job. I mean, you've got interviews with Jim Mars and Joan Vian and Charlotte Iserby and Dr. Rima Lepo and General, what's the general's name?
General Stubblebine.
Right, and he was a retired major general.
Yeah, he's a retired two-star general, and this man has been around the block a few times. He was in the military, the Army, for 30 years. He helped gut the entire intelligence of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine, and combine that into one uniform system of intelligence that communicates with each other. So, he understands that when they tell you there was no communication between the agencies on September the 11th, that's a lie. there is communication. Which brings into focus a whole set of new questions. If the intelligence community was so strong and communicating with each other, and if they knew what was going on, then why did we let this happen? And of course, that leads us down the the road again to government involvement in September the 11th. And I think
they had to have an excuse to get us into the war. They needed an excuse, and 9/11 was the excuse.
That's true. That's true. And I think even people like Jim Mars, who is really more of an expert in the Kennedy assassination and things that have happened under FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and Jim tends to tell a completely different story. He makes some very good comparisons too between the United States and Nazi Germany, for instance. Some of the things that took place in under Nazi Germany, September the 11th, which was the burning of the Reichstag, and what took place in this country and how things are playing out. And I don't think there's any two ways about it. Once you begin to define the terms and you begin to understand what's taking place in this country, you can come to no other conclusion that we're living in a fascist state controlled by corporations and the government.
Sure. Well, anyway, Chris, you do a great job, and as you begin to take all of these various interviews that you have with really knowledgeable people and weave them into this complex story of what's transpiring in America today, and of course you have Joyce Riley there, and who are some of the other people that you interview?
Well, we've got Derry Brownfield on here because we couldn't leave out RFID and animal tracking and the whole issue with premise identification, which is becoming a concern because, back when the video came out, it was not necessarily mandatory in a lot of states, and now we're seeing those laws changing. Then there's of course Joan Vion, who is an expert on the United Nations and kind of world current events, and I think she takes the last 40 or 50 years and connects all the dots for us so that we can see the formation of the United Nations and how the United States came along and kind of usurped that power and took it for themselves. In other words, maybe we're blaming the United Nations for some things that we should be blaming the United States, perhaps.
Well, of course, the United States has always been the major force behind this idea of world government, and the secret organizations that work within our government are intent upon using the military and financial power of this country to force all nations into this world government. And if you have a world leader who doesn't go along with it, they simply kill him and they replace him. And there's no question that they kill leaders of countries. Either they get them out through the electoral process, they overthrow the government, Or they send in the squads and they simply eliminate them. And when we see somebody like Ahmadinejad in Iran, who can travel to this country and to South America and travel all over the world in complete safety, you know very well that he is in his position in Iran because we want him there. He's playing his part very well. As I often say, looks like the CIA picked him from Central Casting. But go ahead. Anyway, I think it's so important people understand that we're moving towards a world government, and the major driving force behind that is the money provided by the American taxpayers.
Exactly, and I don't think that world government by itself necessarily frightens people.
It should.
You're right, it should, but I don't think that they understand enough about it for it to really affect them. They don't understand how it affects their daily lives, or that there's an impending global tax that's about to affect their everyday lives. These are the things that need to be brought to the American public's attention. And
but of course, from the biblical point of view, the world government will be headed by the world dictator. And why would anybody think that that the world government would not be headed by a dictator?
The problem.
Government, by its very essence, is evil. It's a necessary evil, but you have to limit its power, and there's no limitations on the power of this coming world government.
I don't think that the vast majority of American people or people of the world actually look at their own government as some form of evil. It's always some form of benevolence. That's where they get their money at the end of the month. They get it in the form of a welfare check, or they get it in the form climate check or whatever the situation may be for that particular person. So everybody doesn't quite see this, government that's being put in place as something that's necessarily bad. What they don't understand is that over the course of time and historically speaking, these types of groups and governments tend to transform themselves into something that looks a little bit like Nazi Germany. This is where we have the problem of world leaders who don't have the United States Constitution as their foundation for what they believe, being put in places of power to have control over you and me.
But of course, we're really eroding the Constitution. Our founding fathers did not want a powerful central authority. That the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government. And federal government has no right to provide for the health or the education or the welfare or the retirement or the medical care of our citizens. All of these things were prohibited by the Constitution. The Tenth Amendment, which said all specific powers not herein given to Congress are reserved to the states and the people. This is the thing people don't realize, they don't remember, that our founding fathers feared government because they realized that men are corrupt and you can never trust them with power. And look what's happening today. I mean, we're borrowing from our great-grandchildren. We're set up a welfare system that will eventually go bankrupt and leave our entire population impoverished. We're moving towards a third world country status, and the average individual can't believe these things are really happening. Not only they're happening, but they're being planned by people whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream. And that's why they're sending our factories overseas. That's why they're sending our jobs overseas. That's why they're destroying the value of our currency. And, of course, it's now worth 4 cents of what it was in 1913, and you're going to look back on today as the good old days very, very soon. Well, go ahead, William.
Stan. I absolutely agree with what you were talking about, and I think that, an expansion of that is this USA Patriot Act that's signed into law back in 2001, where, if I'm not mistaken, I think one person read it, and I could be wrong about that, but where the entire rest of the Congress was just kind of out to lunch and forgot to read this,
Well, I mean, who could be against patriotism? I'm sure nobody read the bill. Anybody who read the bill would have been, voted against it, but it was put through after that mysterious anthrax attack where two Democratic senators who would ordinarily have opposed the bill got anthrax letters, and five people died, and nobody's ever been able to figure out who sent those anthrax letters, but they terrorized and intimidated Congress into voting for it. But Dick Cheney knew the attack was coming, because he and the entire White House staff started on Cipro the very day of the 9/11 attack. Gee, I wonder why they didn't warn other people that they knew or at least suspected the attack was coming. I wonder why.
Well, I think you know the answer to that, and I hope you're not suggesting that...
No. I'm just suggesting that isn't it strange that they started on Cipro, which is potentially dangerous drug specifically for prevent anthrax, but they didn't warn anybody else they were starting on it on September 11th.
If I'm not mistaken, I think a little bit of the research that was done at the time showed that those particular strains of anthrax that were used were, for one, weapons grade,
yep.
and number two, so high of a strain of the weapons-grade anthrax that they could only have been produced by some of the world's top manufacturers, military manufacturers.
Probably our own military weapons procurement. There's obviously military-grade anthrax that came from some lab here in the United States.
Why haven't we heard any of that investigated?
Well, they just haven't been able to figure it out. Our FBI is so incompetent. They just can't figure out where it came from. Maybe somebody ought to tell them about Dick Cheney and the White House staff starting on that Cipro. Maybe they ought to ask them why they started on Cipro on September 11th. But go ahead.
Well, I think we all know the answer to that question. They wanted to force the USA Patriot Act through Congress. They wanted it signed into law, and they wanted to be able to monitor, track, control whatever, you know, they see fit, every single person here in the United States of America. And because of the USA Patriot Act, they can now, you know, monitor your phone calls without due process of having any kind of suspicion that you've done anything wrong in the first place.
And they can sneak into your house anytime and steal your things you have and not even tell you. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Dare to compare. With hundreds of nutritional drinks flooding the market, the best way to know what you're really getting is to compare. Compare Tunguska Blast, a powerful bioavailable drink, to other drinks. Tunguska Blast, core nutritional technology with 10 concentrated therapeutic properties, botanicals, and co-extracted essential oils. It increases energy, physical performance, supports your immune system, and enhances mental clarity. Compare and see the Tunguska Advantage by calling Ann Johnson at Brightside Natural Health Food Store, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
In plain sight, under siege, and of course, Beyond Treason. And we carry those three, but I wanted him to get his website out so you'd know more about his ministry and how to get other information. Are those the three main DVDs you've done? Have you done any others?
Those are the three main ones.
They're all excellent. I mean, that In Plain Sight, the story of what happened on 9/11, Beyond Treason, the story of depleted uranium, really one of the most gripping DVDs I've ever seen. And, of course, it comes with a CD that has all the government papers that shows the government knows they're poisoning our troops. They're poisoning our troops. They're destroying the lives of our fighting men, and many of them will never be the same because of their exposure to to depleted uranium, and then the most recent 100 seeds. So, but do you have a web page or anything you'd like to get out?
Sure. I think if folks are looking for some solutions, not just a good look at the problems, if you want some solutions, go take a look at takebackwashington.com. And I believe that is an excellent resource. We try to keep it updated with news articles on the election, people who are, the whole Hillary crisis. And I think it goes much further than that, though. You know, what we're really advocating for is not a change for more Republicans in office or a change for more Democrats in office. What we're looking for is more people in office who actually represent you and me. And if we're not getting that from the Democrats and we're not getting that from the Republicans, then we've got to start looking at third-party resources. And, just as I see it, until this country is ready to abandon the two main parties, we're lost.
Absolutely. The leaders of both parties are in the hands of the financial elite, these people of great wealth and great power who are tied into mystical organizations who are using the military and financial power of this country to pursue their occult goal. And basically, that occult goal is the establishment of one world government under the control of the coming world leader. So, the only person I see on the horizon right now that I would even consider voting for president would be certainly Ron Paul, and I would hope that many of our people out there in the listening audience would be getting in touch with his campaign office and pledging their support right now. He needs to know there are a lot of people out there who believe in what he's doing. He's making a tremendous sacrifice and truly risking his life. How do you feel about Ron Paul's candidacy?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know that there's one person who said they're going to run or who is thinking about running that I would actually vote for. And I hate to put Ron Paul in that same category. I see this as a need for a complete change, a complete flushing of the system. I think the best advice I heard was on the Capitol steps. About 6 months ago, we took a little trip to Washington, D.C., and started interviewing people on the Capitol steps, asking them what their solutions would be. The best one that I heard was from, hold on a second. Bob Bowman. Sorry, my wife is helping me out here. Bob Bowman, who suggested that what we do is take every single voter here in the United States who's registered to vote, put their names in a hat, and draw them out randomly, and replace every single person in Congress with one of these representatives, one of you and me. In other words, if we are given the responsibility of life and death on a jury, then shouldn't we be able to make life and death decisions as a member of Congress?
Except that most people don't even understand the Constitution, and most people would be motivated by wanting to do good without realizing that it is not the function of government to do good. It is the function of government not to do harm. It is not the function of government to provide for us from the cradle to the grave. It is the function of government to protect us from foreign invaders.
It's true.
And to give
us
a stable
currency. There's 100 years of brainwashing that has to be undone. I'll give you that. 100 years of brainwashing that we're going to have to reverse.
Amen.
But we have to start somewhere. Right. And, these are the mechanisms that are put into place by our Congress, or by the Constitution, rather. And, we have, if this is the system that we're going to live under, and we all agree that we want to have a constitutional society, a society that pays attention to the Constitution, then I think we've got to begin that re-education process. And, we can't say that even if we put new people or fresh blood into the Congress that it's not going to work. We have to try. We have to do something, or else we're talking about armed civil revolution.
Well, I think what we need to do is re-educate the people, and I hope maybe you'll want to do a DVD on that, to explain the miracle of the Constitution. And it was really very simple. Restrain the power of men to do harm. For as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief. with a change to the Constitution. Boy, I wish that they were those chains around the congressmen now instead of being forged for the people. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are building concentration camps. They are refurbishing the old Japanese concentration camps. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know until they start sending out the vans. People say it could never happen in America, and I always like to say, why not? If God is just, do you think he's going to withhold punishment and retribution from the people of this land any more than he withheld retribution from the children of Israel? Go ahead.
Well, that's the problem is, you know, convincing someone that the reasons that we're in Iraq are not to help out those kind-hearted people of Iraq. It's for blood money and oil money and corporate interests. And, you know, we were never there because of weapons of mass destruction. I think a lot of people get that now. But, you know, this is the level of brainwashing that is going on. The fact that we went into Iraq so that we could get the weapons of mass destruction, and when those weapons weren't found, we simply changed a few names, come up with a new operation, and all of a sudden we're rescuing the people of Iraq from their dictator. You know, it's no longer about the terrorists, which it never was to begin with, because everybody knows the terrorists weren't trained in Iraq.
And of course, the other thing is we want to establish democracy.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever tells them is that there's been a plan for 3,000 years by secret societies to establish world democracy. I mean, this is the age-old plan. You read the writings of the occultists, and then you read the speeches of George Bush, and you could almost put one right over the other. Even the wording is exactly the same. You know, I mean, George Bush and the people who control George Bush are in the Middle East because we want to impose democracy on the Middle East and on the whole world. Of course, by democracy, they don't mean the right of the people to vote. They mean putting in power people who go along with this idea of the global government. And that's why we're there. Isn't it wonderful? We've established democracy in Iraq, and look at the benefits it has to the people.
I don't think democracy ever serves the people. I think our founding fathers understood that, which is why they gave us a republic instead of a democracy.
Amen to that.
But that being
we'll
said...
We'll be back in just a minute with William Lewis. But let's get back to his video DVD, Under Siege, because America is under siege today.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, I just stand back here. Our special guest is William Lewis. We're talking about the DVD Under Siege. Why should people get this DVD?
Well, I think that beyond all of the problems and how these problems are interconnected, which a lot of people don't understand, there's a good deal of solutions that are also included on this DVD, and a lot of people inputting some solutions that they've obviously put a lot of thought into, yourself included. If I'm not mistaken, you advocate for paper ballots, which I think is a very good idea. We have other people on here who aren't quite as optimistic. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is one of them. You know, she makes some good recommendations for what we could call a peaceful revolution in this country. But once you begin to understand that the voting system has been corrupted, like I think we've seen the last couple of elections, or beginning to see, then where do the solutions lie? If we have no, if we can't have a peaceful revolution every 4 years, which is what they call voting, then we're going to have a problem. You know, we're not going to be able to get rid of these tyrants that are in office right now, who we can see that are not serving the interest of the American public. There's 200 million able-bodied adult Americans in this country, and Dr. Tenpenny, she suggests maybe we get a couple of million of those people together and march on Washington, D.C., and actually physically and forcibly remove from office those people who are not carrying out the will of the American public. And that's, of course, a little far-fetched. I don't know if I can actually see that happening successfully or not. I think they're just looking for an excuse to haul out the non-lethal weapons and use them in a big test, and we're that test. Again, we're back to what do we do? And I think your suggestion of paper ballots is a valid one. And the only question is, how do we begin to educate people to the benefits of that and begin to see it implemented?
Actually, it is being implemented in many places. Certainly here in California, they're talking about doing away with the voting machines. First time I've ever voted for a Democrat. I voted for a Democrat for Secretary of State because she said she figured the voting machines, electronic voting machines, that were being used by the Republicans were fixed. And all across this country, tremendous things. If people should be going to Brad Friedman's blog site, or we could get his information, we'll try to get Brad on the program. But he's on the front lines of this, and believe me, many of the states, even in Washington, D.C., they're talking about, for forgetting the billions of dollars we put into electronic voting machines, because they can be so easily rigged. They have been rigged. They stole the last election in a couple of states, and it's increasingly apparent what's going on. So I'm optimistic as far as the voting is concerned, and what we need to do is educate the American people. I think more and more of them are waking up than ever before. I've been at this game for 44 years, William, and I'm more optimistic than I've ever been. Our job is to reach as many people in the time that the Lord has allotted to us.
Well, are you seeing your job getting easier?
Is my job getting easier? My job, when I have wonderful guests like you in the morning, I don't have to work at all. Our job, however, is to educate. I mean, this is the Lord's battle. If we think we're going to change this, we're not. But the Lord will change it if the people are worthy. Our job is to make people understand we're sinners saved by grace. We need a great revival in America. Short of that, then we're going to lose the country.
You made some great comments in One Nation Under Siege about some of those particular topics. I think that you specifically said that it's not necessarily our job to make these people understand what's going on. It's our job to give them the pieces of information that they need for the puzzle and to let skin. But until you see all of these different problems, and you know, added up into, I guess, explained, you know, in one big blanket, and everything's just laid bare, then people once they see that, I think they can begin to put the solutions together for themselves.
But I think more and more parents are having autistic children, and they're asking questions, and they're finding they've been lied to by the doctors and by the government. And those people, I mean, you're talking about, you know, in some states, 1 in 40 boys are autistic. And when they begin to realize somebody has intentionally poisoned their child, at that point they get upset. In many of our states, you know, when we hold votes on water fluoridation, half the population, pretty close to it, realizes there's a plan to poison them. More and more people know there's a problem. We just, as you say, need to help them connect the dots. Well, we're just about out of time. You got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program, but don't despair, William. As they say, I've been at this for 44 years, going on 45 now, and we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and maybe we can wake up some more people, and they can go out and do the same.
Well, I think your videos do an excellent job, and we're specifically speaking of Under Siege, Beyond Treason, and In Plain Sight. William's three videos, all of them are powerful, all of them are well done, all of them have an emotional response. And I don't think you can see those videos without having them touch your very heart, your very soul. So you're very talented. I appreciate all the hard work you've done. And are you starting a new video yet?
Yeah, there's a little bit of information about that up at TakeBackWashington.com, but I think that this next video is going to be important for the election, for people to understand what their choices really are, and I won't go any further than that, because I mean, what we tried to do is take a sampling of the voice of America from all the way on the West Coast over to the East Coast, and just let everyone tell their story, give their solutions, and maybe what we can do is create this groundswelling of like-minded individuals who really want to take this government back.
Well, we don't take it back, why, we will lose it completely. God bless you. Thanks for everything you and Debbie do. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The family of Kirk Anemeyer would like to invite you to join them as they celebrate in memoriam the life of Kirk Boaz Anemeyer. The services will begin at 1 p.m. Friday, February the 16th, at the Church of the Good Shepherd, 3429 North Monroe in Loveland. For more information, please feel free to call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand, but here at the American Freedom Network. And if I could recommend those three DVDs again, we carry them all. The first one, of course, is In Plain Sight. The second one was Beyond Treason, the story of depleted uranium. And with that, you get a CDC as well as the DVD. And the CDC has all of the government records on it, so you can actually see they know they're poisoning our soldiers. They know the disastrous effect that depleted uranium has long term on our men, and they're poisoning them anyway. And then, of course, the last one, Under Siege, which I have a small part in which so many of my friends were there, and I was pleased to be asked to be part of the DVD. Anyway, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But understand that behind everything are these powerful spiritual forces. You know, why did we go into Afghanistan? Remember, we went into Afghanistan because we had to catch Osama bin Laden. After all, he was guilty of killing 3,000 Americans. We had to catch Osama bin Laden. And the president promised we were going to get him dead or alive. He didn't care which. We were going to get him dead or alive, but they wouldn't allow the American forces there to get him. We have a book called Crude Oil, which is we have some of the last copies of that. And, of course, the reason it's important is because Special Forces units weren't allowed to try to get Osama bin Laden. We let him escape into Pakistan. Now, then the administration wouldn't allow, you know, the Special Forces or anybody else to go into Pakistan to get him. Now, if we really went to war with Afghanistan because we had to get Osama bin Laden because he'd killed 3,000 Americans, why don't we pull our troops out of Afghanistan and go into Pakistan and get Osama bin Laden? Because the war wasn't about getting bin Laden. It was about replacing the government of Afghanistan and bringing a government in that would allow us to build a pipeline across there and, of course, keeping those drugs available so that they could corrupt the people of Europe and even here in the United States with the heroin. After all, the Taliban had pretty well stopped the growth of heroin. And remember, we were the major funders of the Taliban. If you don't believe that, you read President Bush's speech on the 20th of September 2001. You can pull it down at whitehouse.gov. That's the speech on September 2001, the address to the nation, where he tells you that America was the largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan in the year 2001. Well, Afghanistan was controlled by the Taliban. We were the largest source of humanitarian aid for the Taliban that was providing sanctuary for the wicked Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. Well, there's so much out there that the American people really don't know. And if you haven't seen the five DVDs we offer as part of the 911 special, actually there are five of them, 911 In Plain Sight, 911 Mystery, the Terror Storm, and The Day That Changed America Forever, why you get them all at a reduced price by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know who was really responsible for 911, you need to read my newsletters, August, September, October, November, December 2006. The story's there. And you'll find where one of the CIA officials admitted that they were involved. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please help Radio Liberty. We need your help and support to continue doing what we're doing. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.